This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is making a surprise visit to Iraq, the highest-level trip there by an American official since President Donald Trump announced a pullback of U.S. military forces in Syria. Mr. Pence is scheduled to meet with the president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Nachirvan Barzani, in a movement to reassure U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State. Syrian Kurds sustained a bloody Turkish assault last month, blamed by many on President Trump's border pullback decision. Hong Kong's High Court has reinstated, at least for a week, a ban on anti-government demonstrators wearing face masks to hide their identities. The ban was initially imposed in October under rarely used emergency powers in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. The latest decision comes as police brace for possible unrest during district council elections scheduled for Sunday. Pro-democracy candidate Chris Chan says it's time for calm discussions.
After a massive moment, I think an election can reflect the public opinion to some extent. Another point is it is time for us to calm down and tell the government in a civilized way what we want to do. As for myself, I am working in cultural and art industry, and I think it is very important to use my professional skill to contribute to rebuilding the society at this moment.
In Colombia, President Iván Duque has put the capital, Bogotá, under curfew amid continuing protests against his conservative government. This after an estimated 250,000 people took to the streets in one of the nation's biggest marches in recent history. Three people were reported killed. Officials in southwestern Colombia say three police officers were killed during an attack on a police station in Santander de Quilichao. But City Secretary Jaime Asprilla told the French news agency the assault was not related to the demonstrations against President Duque.